Thought for today. Thought for today.
There we go.
We are in business. That's the second time around. Thought for today. Worshipping Daddy. How about that? Do you know how to worship yourself? Do you know how to worship everyone in your world? Do you know how to worship all that really makes any difference in your life? Do you really know how to do that? Sometimes we might think about that, we might wonder about that, and pay a little attention to that, because the worshiping is quite a beautiful thing. It's quite a beautiful operation. Can you worship yourself? Do you know how to worship yourself? I think that a lot of times we get confused on this worshiping ourselves sort of thing. We think that to worship ourselves is not correct. It is sacrilegious. We should only worship God. Well, let's find out where God is. Now, God is on cloud 9, and God is in the sky, in heaven, and God is in hell with Satan. God's in hell. Well, God created everything. There's nothing that God is not. God created every man, woman, and child. God created all animal, mineral, and vegetable material. God created everything, and whatever God created, God is. So, I guess we'd have to say that mankind is God. Each individual man is God. Well, the master teacher, he sort of went along with that idea. Although, being a Jewish rabbi, he couldn't quite come out and say it just in those uncertain words too often, because he would lose his audience. Because his audience were trained into the Old Testament teachings. But he did say, "Ye are God." He said, "Has it not been said in the Old Testament that ye are God?" And it is. And so, then he came out with a lot of other beautiful statements. Statements like, "Go to the Father within." He meant, go to God inside of us. Every man, woman, child, being will find God inside of themselves. And he said, where is the kingdom of heaven? You know, well, now we think it's in heaven, up in the sky. And we think that's a wonderful place for it to be, but it isn't. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within each being. Each being has the kingdom of heaven within them. So, in the kingdom dwells God, and heaven is within us. So, when we start worshiping ourselves, we're worshiping the divinity that is. We're worshiping God in us, as us, through us. We're worshiping us as God. We're worshiping the temple of the living spirit. We're worshiping the kingdom of heaven in us. Now, I have a dog, Rex. He's 18 weeks old or somewhere like that, born on the 3rd of December last year, and just a real terrific guy. Well, Rex has been training himself to worship me, and wherever I go, he wants to go. Whatever I do, he wants to do. Whatever I'm sitting thinking, he wants to be there. If I'm at my desk, he'll come under the desk and sit there and put his paw on my foot and say, I'm here, now you can go to work. You know, you got good vibrations going for yourself now. I go to the bathroom. He comes in the bathroom and he sits on the floor and he puts his paw on my foot and then goes about whatever he's doing. But he just wants to make sure that I know that I'm properly worshipped. I'm properly respected. I'm properly appreciated. And truly, that's what worship means. Worship means respect. Worship means to be loved, to be appreciated, to be known for just who you are. Now, can you worship yourself? Do you know how to worship yourself? Well, you say, I guess I worship this physical body, or this being that's inside this physical body. That's an interesting idea. But do you really? Do you really worship that? Is that what goes on? Is that the type of worshiping thing that you do? I was just having the two dogs here underneath me, and Rex is entertaining. And I was petting Rex here, and it turned out to be Little Love and not Rex. I found a short tail on the end of its body. Rex has a long tail. It's a golden retriever. And the mini pin just has a short tail. And he's standing here enjoying being petted, and he didn't tell me that he's not Rex. Well, I guess all dogs love to be loved, and all dogs love to be respected, and love to respect whoever they consider to be their master or their friend. Now, this is kind of a wonderful thing that we have. It's a wonderful program that we have. When we start worshiping who we really are, we start worshiping Daddy, then we're worshiping it right. Rex absolutely recognizes that I am his master, and I am his trainer, and I am the person who makes things go for him, and that makes him very happy. And so he's always content to just be in that awareness and in that understanding and in that love. And can we do that? Can we do that for ourselves? To just be content and aware in the love that we are for ourselves? Now, in the thought for today, we say worshiping Daddy. Now, who is Daddy? All right? Stop and think. Jesus said, go to the Father within. Who's the Father? Daddy. Okay? Divine God within each one of us is Daddy. And that's a sort of exciting adventure, isn't it? To who it is that is Daddy. And that's who we are. We're Daddy. And as Daddy, we're doing everything just perfect and just wonderful. Now, what can we do to be as innocent and as wonderful as a dog? What can we do to be innocent and wonderful as a pet? They just worship their master, and they make no problem about it. Let's look at Rex again, and think of how Rex acts. Rex, when I say, let's go for a walk, he looks up at his leash and he says, okay, I want the leash, and I want the leash, and I want to be taken for a walk. And I say, okay. So we take him for a walk on the leash. And what does he do? I put the leash down, and he stands still. He says, I don't want to be away from you. He says, I want to be connected with you. I want to be connected by that leash or by whatever connects us, because this is my life. My life is being your buddy. My life is being your friend. My life is being in your world. You see, this being worships me. All pets worship their masters, or at least they should. And as they worship their masters, what do? As they worship their masters, they have a feeling of oneness. And in this feeling of oneness, what do? In the feeling of oneness, everything is okay. Everything is wonderful. Now, what is it that you would like to have be wonderful in your life? Would you like to have happy relationships? Would you like to have friends? Would you like to have infinite abundance? Would you like to have all these sort of things? Would you like that? That sounds kind of good, doesn't it? But think about it. Yesterday we talked about the thought for today. What is it that really is the most important thing in life? And the most important thing in life is to be yourself and have fun. To be yourself and have fun. To like yourself, to enjoy yourself, to think that everything is in divine order. And that's a wonderful thing. But now, how does a dog do that? How does a pet do that? Well, a pet creates you doing things they seemingly cannot do themselves. And of course, by creating you doing things that, that they seemingly cannot do themselves, then they can do those things, can't they? By the very fact that they have you do it. By the very fact that they are creating you as the one who carries it out. Now, we are doing that constantly by saying, oh God, help me, oh God, show me the way, oh God, direct me and lead me in the path of righteousness, you know, and all that sort of good stuff. And that's the same as a puppy dog does. Now, I'm working with Rex in a very special way. I'm teaching Rex that he is God. Now, for Rex to come to the understanding that he is God means that he would be totally independent. He would be doing whatever it is that makes him happy and is fun. He would be doing anything that he wanted to do. And you say, wow, what would he do? Okay, you are a human being. You are a master. You are God. If I said to you, this moment, you are God, and you said, okay, I accept the responsibility, and then I showed you a movie on the Holocaust and how the Jews were being burned in these incinerators and so forth, and how stupid that was, would you, in your heart, have the thought that that was evil? Would you have the thought that these people who were being put into their death, it should be stopped, and at any cost it should be stopped, that it should not be allowed to go on? Would you think at any of those thoughts? And you see, if you ever think any of those thoughts, you're not God. If you think any of those thoughts that you want to kill somebody, you want to hurt somebody, you want to stop somebody, you want to change something, you're not God. I will ask you all this question. Let's see if any of you come up with the answer. If God were shown the Holocaust movie, what would God do? I love your instant response. If God were shown the Holocaust movie, God would say, all is in divine order, and everyone is having a good time, and what appeared to be there is only an illusion. It's not the reality. The reality that all these people were getting ready to go back to their homes, completely delighted in their government, completely delighted in everything. All these people were just returning from a spa vacation. You know, you rename it, and you speak the word that all is in divine order. You don't say that people are losing their lives. You don't say that people are losing control of themselves. Now, you might say, well, the Jews created themselves having that experience. Well, that's not your business. Why did you create them having that experience in your experience? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Why did you create yourself stubbing your toe in your experience? Do you think stubbing your toe is so good? So you just say, I'm always alert and aware of what I'm doing. I'm always on top of everything. All is in divine order. And when you say all is in divine order, then those things don't exist anymore. Your world is without a problem. Yesterday, I was driving home in the rain, and it was the rain that we haven't had much of in Southern California. And as I was driving along, I was surrounding my car with my pure white light of love and recognizing that all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. And then I went on to my other thinking and my other activities. And then the car up ahead of me was going rather slow, and then he slams on his brakes. And I was far enough behind him, I could put my brakes on very comfortably and just sort of keep distance between him and the car behind me and the car ahead of me. But at that moment, a car behind me, two cars back, pulled into another lane, and the little car behind that slammed into the car in front of it, and it dropped its bumper down on the road and messed things up. And then up ahead of us, there was a car that it had run into another car. And then up ahead, there was another car running into another car. I said, that is enough. That is enough. I don't know what's been going on in my consciousness to create these experiences in my vision, but that's enough. And the moment I said that's enough, the traffic sped up, everything went smooth as silk, and we just drove right on our way. But you see, at first, I didn't say that's enough. I observed it. No one was hurt. And I observed the second, and then the third, and I said, that's enough. And it was enough. It was enough. You see, I was driving behind a van from Mexico. And this van driver was always driving 2 or 3 miles under the limit. And he was frustrating me just a little bit. Instead of saying, our speed is perfect, you know, all the way is open before me, all lanes were filled with traffic, so, and the rain was coming down, cats and dogs. And so I allowed myself a moment of frustration. And in that moment of frustration, these 3 car incidents took place. And I said to myself, what a silly thing to do. There never is a car incident in my consciousness. There's never a car incident in my experience. But when I allowed frustration to gather me for a moment, instead of saying, my path is open before me, not, why is he driving just 2 miles under the limit, you know? Why is he always just, you know, driving a little bit under the limit? Why is he doing that? And you see, that makes frustration in us. And that opens us up for all sorts of experiences that can be not very pleasant and not very, very beneficial for us. But when we worship the Master within us, when we worship the Divine within us, we never tell another person what to do. We never say, you're driving a couple of miles under the limit. Drive the limit at least, you know. Mm-hmm. You never say that. You say, my path is open before me. It has nothing to do with other cars. And the moment I said my path is open before me, all the cars just sped up and I had a large open football field in front of me. It was wonderful. We are not telling other people how to live their lives. We only tell us. We only worship the Divine within us. Because, perhaps, and definitely, the people were worshiping the Divine within them, creating those incidents. I came to the second car, and the woman opened the door. It had been off the road for a little bit. And she got out, and she lifted up the hood of the car. It was all smooshed in, you know. And she was looking in there, and she was thinking to herself, well, how about that, you know. And no problem, no problem. But I don't have to create that in my world. I create in my world, the road is open before me. All is in divine order. When I worship the divine in me and get my bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits so that everything can run smoothly, then it does. But when I get in there and have a slight interest, why are you going so slow? That's none of my business why that person is going slow. For me, the path is open before me. When you worship yourself, when you respect yourself, you do not try to manipulate another person's life. You do not try to tell another person how to live their life or how to be. Worshipping yourself and worshipping the world is the same thing. Because, all right, can you tell me why worshipping yourself and worshipping the world is the same thing, Sylvia?
Because the world is a reflection of me.
Because the world is yourself. It's a reflection of you. It's a reflection of you. And is that what you want? Is that what you want, that reflection that you're getting? Or do you want to have the reflection of the purity, the goodness, the right action, the truth, the love? It all depends on what you want. And that's what you get. Yeah, worshiping Daddy is pretty nice. As long as the Daddy you're worshiping is the Divine within you. And when you do that, when you respect that Divine within you, every doorway, every avenue opens for you beyond all imagination. So, thinking on these thoughts, worship Daddy within you. And that's what we all should do. worship Daddy within us, because that is the most fun thing in the world. So you all have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
You're just saying it because it's true.